man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things.
Well, I don't catch catfish. I don't make my own whiskey, and I don't roll smokes. But I do all those other things that Hank Williams Jr. sings about there in that song. And this is James Kelso, your host, up here in the least visited state in America, North Dakota. A Trump state, 2-1 Trump. Boy, 2-1 Trump. And that's, I mean, that's without even trying. I wonder if we'll do better even in 2020. Where has Donald Trump been here? He came to Bismarck once. I missed a chance to see him there. I don't know that I could have gotten in. It was kind of an invitation-only event. He did come to Fargo, and I saw the president with my two kids in Fargo. My boy was he seven then? And my daughter was 13. Wow, was that great. I hope he comes back. He doesn't have any need to come to North Dakota. As I say, 2-1 Trump state. Here on September 16th, 2019, the show, The Trump Phenomenon. And he may, however, the president may come to Fargo because it's right across the Red River from Moorhead, Minnesota. And that's a good place to get a lot of Minnesota votes. When he was there in Fargo, he asked the audience, how many people here from Minnesota? And there were a lot. Then I also saw the president in Minnesota, in Duluth. So the and either one, I'd be willing to drive to Duluth again, and certainly to Fargo, which is even closer. Well, the president's in New Mexico tonight, and that rally is on the verge of beginning. So I don't think we're going to have live coverage from that event, but it's about to begin at the Santa, I think it's called the Santa Ana Center in New Mexico, the Star Center. And that is going to be a good one. We will bore you. We will bore you with some more tweets from the president. These wonderful fireside chat messages that the president, that, you know, this is unique. No president has ever done this. No leader of our people, no leader of our cause has ever had a, as Theodore Roosevelt called it, was it Theodore Roosevelt who called it the bully pulpit? The bully pulpit, or was it someone else? We are in Theodore Roosevelt country here in North Dakota. The local high school, one of the local high schools, their mascot, the Rough Riders. Anyway, there's never been anybody who could reach us directly every day with his messages. This is wonderful. Think about the importance of this. That you have this leader who, it doesn't get filtered down to you. You don't have to read somebody else's opinion about it. You get it directly from the president himself. 64 million of us that are subscribers or followers of Donald Trump, and then many more who get it through avenues like this show right here. Let's start out with one. We'll start out with a message from the president. Lest I forget, also, I want to share with you tonight, I mentioned it in last night's show, where we had a little bit of a brouhaha over whether the president's tweets are of interest to this audience. And by the way, I had several phone calls from listeners who heard the show last night and said, hey, Kelso, I just wanted to call you to tell you I love hearing the president's tweets on your show. And no, I don't have time to read them all during the day. So I love to hear highlights from the president's messages to us during your show. So that was a thank you. Very gratifying. I got a call there from somebody in Wisconsin. I know you're listening, you and your father. Thank you both. Very encouraging words indeed. I mentioned that as one of the part of the greatness of Donald Trump, we were talking about homeschooling, something I'm doing now, starting my fourth week of homeschooling tomorrow. Although that's an interesting thing too about homeschooling. Homeschooling is 7 days a week, not 5 days a week. So I homeschool every day with my eight-year-old, and it's wonderful. It's more than I ever hoped it would be. I encourage anybody out there with little kids who can homeschool, if it fits your situation. Not everybody is a good fit, their job situation and so on. But if you can do it, you're going to love it. And, hey, something else I can tell you about homeschooling that maybe I haven't. You can always go back. Try it out. And if it's not what you were hoping, just go right back into the same public school you were in before. Your child will not have fallen behind. Nobody will be looking down their nose at you. Your kid will just bounce right back into the same class that he or she left. Think about it. You know, my son, we were at the potato parade here in Grand Forks. What a North Dakota thing. We were at the potato parade. Yes, the potato parade. And all the little kids are running around. And three of the boys from his first grade class and his kindergarten class were there on the curb with us, catching candy as the marching bands went by, the Rough Riders among them, Red River Rough Riders. And the it was fun. He said, well, are they talking about me in class now that I'm a homeschooler? The kid said, yeah, everybody's talking about, where's Bjorn? You know, I don't think it's going to go this way. I see there's any chance of it at all. But if I wanted to, if it were somehow advisable, a year from now, he'll go right back into that class with those, his old buddies in the same class, and it's just seamless. He'll probably have moved even farther ahead of his buddies in terms of his achievement level. All right, so let's talk about Donald Trump and homeschooling. This is what I wanted to bring up to you. I said I'd look it up. I did. Here it is. Executive Order 13791, issued on April 26, 2017. That is less than 100 days into his presidency, that famous first 100 days. It was in that action. And here's the title of this executive order. You're going to love it right out of the gate. Just when you hear the title of this executive order, it says it all. Enforcing statutory prohibitions on federal control of education. I'm liking that just from the title. By the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, and in order to restore the proper division of power under the Constitution between the federal government and the states, and to further the goals of and to ensure strict compliance with statutes that prohibit federal interference with state and local control over education. And then he lists a bunch of statutes. It is hereby ordered as follows. 1, policy. Listen to this, folks. This is this great president, 95 days after he's sworn in. It shall be the policy of the executive branch to protect and preserve state and local control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, and personnel of educational institutions, schools, and school systems. Section 2. The Secretary of Education shall review all Department of Education regulations and guidance documents. The Secretary shall examine whether these regulations and guidance documents comply with federal laws that, now listen to this, folks, prohibit the Department of Education from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over areas subject to state and local control, including the curriculum, program of instruction of any elementary and secondary school and school system, including school administration and personnel, including selection and content of library resources, textbooks, and instructional materials. Now it continues to get even better. I hope you absorb what you just heard there, folks. That's an unimaginably beautiful dream. And this is just an executive order that you probably never heard of. 13791 just went into the memory hole, the lamestream media, not covering this stupendous initiative by the president at all. Further, the Secretary of Education shall rescind or revise any regulations that are inconsistent with statutory prohibitions. The Secretary shall also rescind any guidance documents that are inconsistent with statutory prohibitions. And I read the prohibitions. The federal government is to have nothing to do with local control of education. Then he drills down even further to make the point, and this is important. What am I talking about? What meddling by you Department of Education bureaucrats? And remember, do you remember, are you old enough to remember when the debate was whether we should even have a Department of Education? Do you remember that time, folks? We didn't have one. You know, and we shouldn't. It's a local matter. And that was the argument then. And Donald Trump brings that argument back when he says, when he talks about, he defines what the meddling by the bureaucrats, the deep state of the Department of Education would include. He says, the term guidance document means any written statement issued by the department to the public that sets forth a policy on any statutory, regulatory, or technical issue, or an interpretation of a statutory or regulatory issue, including, and here's where he really drills down, he says, I'm including even dear colleague letters. So in other words, if some piece of work at the Department of Education has sent a dear colleague letter to a superintendent of a school system in Keokuk, Iowa, the president is saying, no. I don't want any supervision of local schools from the federal level. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. And furthermore, as president, I prohibit it. Local schools are local schools. This gets back to what we're talking here about with homeschooling. Because in Germany, in Sweden, in the Netherlands, in Switzerland, where homeschooling is illegal, there aren't local schools. No such thing. No, it's federal. The government, the state government, the central government controls everything. One reason we have homeschooling is we do have local schools and local sovereignty. Thank you, Mr. President. If we had Barack Obama further in office, we had Hillary Clinton right now, you wouldn't have executive order like this, not 13791. You'd have a different one that would be Hitler's kumbaya order taking over local schools. It further says, So no Dear Colleague letters, no interpretive memoranda, no policy statements, no manuals, no circulars, no memoranda, no pamphlets, no bulletins, no advisories, no technical assistance, and no grants of applications for waivers. In other words, shut your mouth, Department of Education. I don't want you sending any supervision into local school districts. Isn't that beautiful? I'm just offering you that for anybody out there wondering how great is Donald Trump. Well, he's that great right there. 95 days or so after he was sworn in, he had the genius to issue that executive order. And of course, that came right out of left field, actually right out of right field. I mean, that was obviously in his head. That was something he wanted to do, like so many other of his initiatives. Let us see here. Let's go to our caller board and take a look at that. Just a second here. Let me get in there and see what I can see. Lines are open. So if you want to call in, good chance to do it. I had some callers call me today and said, Kelso, I just wanted to call you and tell you, you asked a question. Am I too rough on these callers that give me a hard time? And they said, no, you're not at all. And I said, well, you know, I don't know. Thank you for saying that. Thank you very much for saying that. But I'll tell you what, the right way to go. I think I was a little too rough on Robert yesterday in California. I got a little too excited. And so here's an open invitation to Robert. I said, hey, Robert, look, don't call the show again. And so on. No, I'm going to invite you to call the show again. I take it back. But I have a question for you. When you call back, I want to hear what you think of Hitler. Yeah, there's that old Kelso question again. Just let me know what's your opinion. What is your historical assessment of Adolf Hitler? That would be the first thing that's the first thing I'm going to ask you. And the reason I bring that up, and you say, what, where the heck did he get, talk about out of left field or right field? What is the deal with Hitler? Who gives a rat's ass about Adolf Hitler? Well, those of you that don't, God bless you, and you are lucky. That's the way it ought to be. But I bring up this point because this has been a curse on the organization of a nationalist patriot movement among Europeans, in all European countries, America included, has been the curse of World War II. World War II was a curse upon us. It really set us back. It's the worst thing that ever happened in the history of our people. You know, those of us, only a very small number of people listening to the show right now, you know, we're in World War II. So for all of us, it is something we learned about and heard about from me, from my dad, for many of you, from your grandfather or parent, and some of you even great-grandparents. But that was the worst event in the history of the white race. And why do I bring up Hitler? Well, he's the guy who started it. He's the genius that came up with the idea of, hey, let's have a world war. Yes, and he did do that. And I hear all the Hitler fans out there, well, all 500 of you, I hear the Hitler fans going, oh, no, he didn't start the war. No, it was these guys and it was those guys. And most of those guys all have the same identity. It was those guys that started the war. No, my friends, it was not. It was the man on September 1st, 1939, sitting in the Reich's Chancellery, if that's where he was. Maybe he was in the Wolf's Lair. I don't know where he was. But sitting wherever he was, on September 1st, 1939, he alone, one man by himself, having consulted nobody else, solely at his own discretion, not consulting, most importantly, the German people. You know, you might want to talk to your people and ask them, hey, would you like to be in a, would you like to be in a world war? We'll be right back. Good question by Kelso. We'll be right back.
Bye. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Yeah!
Well, I'm
sing it,
Merle!
Hey, listen, folks. Little bit of excitement here in Trump land. Everybody's got their cell phone held high in the air in Rio Rancho, New Mexico right now, which must mean that they sense they're in the hall that Donald Trump is about to emerge, or somebody is about to emerge. And so I'm looking at the live coverage, and I'll keep one eye on that as whoever's going to come out from the curtain comes out. But within the confines of our one-hour show today, it's looking to me as if we'll get to, if not here, Donald Trump, at least somebody else, like one of the introductory speakers, like somebody like Don Jr. or Mike Pence or Melania. I don't know who we're looking at here, but every single person has a cell phone straight up in the air, so I can look here. I'm looking at the pictures on 100 different cell phones. What a thing the cell phone has become. Anyway, what do they think of next? So we'll stay tuned for that. Uh, Anyway, so Donald Trump, I'm saying clearly from that letter concerning local control of education, he gets it. He gets it. I know where I left off. Sorry, I interrupted my train of thought. And, you know, it's easy to forget about Hitler. Why bring him up? Well, because in order for us to have, this is something that I'll take credit for in this show. Well, I'll take credit for it right here. I think we've done more of this good work than any other show anywhere, ever. And that is to make the point that a successful, and I learned the point from, well, we made the point, that a successful populist, nationalist, pro-European movement to be born, to be created, to thrive, to make America great again, cannot, let this sink in, must not have anything to do with Hitler. In fact, going further, it's not just must have nothing to do with this catastrophe of the 20th century, but must repudiate, must join the American people, must join our ancestors, my dad, your grandparents, your uncles, your great uncles and grandmothers. We must join our own people in condemning the man they fought. And how many died in World War II? Over 400,000 Americans, but scores of millions of Europeans dead. The cream of our people, the best in planes, in submarines, second lieutenants like my dad, really smart guys. My dad lived because he didn't ship out, because other brave guys did die in the skies over Europe and under the Atlantic Ocean, in the Pacific. Places like Guadalcanal and Normandy. A rebirth movement to make America great again can have no connection whatsoever with people who are fans of Hitler. It kills the whole program. It's all over. It's done. It's finished. You can't proceed. It's the turd in the punch bowl. Nobody's going to drink that punch. Just one little guy who loves Hitler who's floating around in the punch bowl. No, that's sorry. Nobody will imbibe from that punch bowl. I don't care how good the other ingredients are. So that's one thing that's been operative in the Patriot cause for the last more than half a century. Is just this tiny microscopic group of people who have this fondness for Hitler. They've spoiled the whole thing. They have kept people like the Trump supporters, 63 million of them, from forming the movement they have now formed. It's a done deal. They formed the movement in spite of that hurdle, which they have overcome. So, and I'll take credit right on the show. I don't know if anybody else who's identified that or has the authority to speak about it that I've got. I know what I'm talking about with this one. And therein arises the Kelso Challenge, which I issued to Robert, the caller last night, or anybody. The Kelso Challenge. I have a $100 bill, a crisp $100 bill, is about the extent of my finances. I'm willing to send that $100 bill to anyone who can show me a video, a post, an essay by a white nationalist leader condemning Adolf Hitler. There is no such document. In other words, it's always been white national socialism. Nobody pointed it out. It took the little boy in the parade, me, to point that out. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Still yet to come, the good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much.
We're back, folks, and who needs to listen to Kelso? Let's listen to Trump. This is live. Trump from New Mexico.
Two-thirds. Think of that. Two-thirds. And that's in a short period of time. Give me a little bit more time, okay?
Crowd's going wild. Roaring. Four more years.
The United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world. And this means more jobs, higher wages, and American energy independence, which is what we have. You know, a few years ago, if we had a problem like you saw 2 days ago in the Middle East, we would have been in a panic. Although not if I were your president, we never panic. We don't want to panic. But a few years years ago, they would have been in a panic. Today, we got a lot of oil. We got a lot of gas. We don't have to send too many boats over there. You noticed the other day they were saying, we don't see too many American ships anymore. You know why? Because we don't need, we're independent as we want. And we are now a net exporter of energy.
Huge.
Revenues from energy production provide up to 25% of your state's budget and going much higher in the very near future. And they've generated nearly $1 billion budget surplus in New Mexico. Thank you very much, President Trump. Thank you.
They're going wild.
Now, under the Green New Deal, that all goes away. That all goes away. You can forget it. No more cows, no more airplanes, no more trips. A single car, make it electric, single car. You're not allowed to travel more than 162 miles. They'll call us the Hermit Nation. We'll never leave our house. No, it's crazy, but that's okay. I don't want to bring it up because I don't want to do it too early. Maybe they'll change. I don't want them to change. But think of it for you and for Texas and for so many other places. They want to get rid of your energy. I mean, explain that one. Explain that. Yet every major Democrat running for president, they want to abolish all production of oil and natural gas. In other words, the Democrats want to completely annihilate New Mexico's economy. The Democrats want us to be subservient to foreign producers. They want us to be at the mercy of rogue regimes. That's not happening anymore. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. It's not happening anymore. But Democrats will never get the chance because New Mexico will never give them that chance.
Nice. Nice. USA. 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 Every voice.
Under this administration, America is working again. America is winning again. And America is respected again, like it hasn't been for a long time. And I can tell you because I meet so many of the leaders and their presidents and their kings and their queens and their prime ministers and their everything, dictators every once in a while. Every once in a while.
What a touch.
A dictator. And I'll tell you, they always start off, today I had the crown prince of Bahrain. And they come in and they say, sir, I'd like to congratulate you on what you've done with the economy of the United States. It's a model for the entire world. They all say it. And earlier today, do we have any baseball fans, right? Right? You know what I'm going to say. But earlier today in the White House, I had the honor of awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's the highest civilian award to someone who truly embodies the American dream. Baseball legend, the greatest, by the way, the greatest relief pitcher of all time. You look at those records. Mariano Rivera. He was something. Well, the Yankees won a lot of World Series because of Mariano. Great guy. We gave him the medal, done so much for charity. A fantastic man, fantastic family. It was a beautiful day at the White House, so it was good.
Now, I watched that earlier. It was wonderful. And Mariano Rivera was just wonderful. He hails from, I believe, Panama. But he got his citizenship in 2015. A very patriotic guy. He's the co-chairman of Donald Trump's National Health and Fitness Commission. And just to let you know, just before I connected with the Trump rally, this is a Trump rally. And by the way, folks, the engineers at RBN, I think they just skipped a break. They're washing out their own ads. They're doing that for you so that you can hear the president. I better shut up too, so you can hear your president. So do what the ads would have done. Send in the support that makes a great network like this possible.
3% a year, which is unheard of. 20 years ago, and I used to say during the campaign, to go back, it's hard to believe, I'm here almost 3 years. Can you believe how time is flying? Can you believe it? I don't know about me, but you look all much better than you did 3 years ago.
That's true. I think we do look better, all of us.
You're welcome.
We feel better.
And even with the Me Too movement, we can't say this, but I'll say it anyway, you're better looking. Including the men.
Oh, I love
including
it.
The men. Now you're all looking good. Since my election, the number of new business applications for New Mexico has increased by almost 30%, more than any state in the United States.
Their oil production, folks, has doubled under Trump. And this is Rio Rancho, New Mexico, which is in the metropolitan Albuquerque area.
Think of that. More than any state in the United States. So, essentially, that's saying you're in a certain category, which is a very important category. You're doing better than any state in the United States. How do I lose New Mexico? Explain that one, right? How do we lose that one? And yet, for whatever reason, it's been quite a while since the Republican won this state, but we're going to win the state. I think we're going to win the state.
Oh.
You're going to see the people all the way in from the airport. That was a long drive, by the way, 35 minutes. That was a long drive, but all the way in, we had people and they were waving, and I didn't see any negative hand gesture. No, I think we're going to do great here. We're here for a number of reasons, but we're here because we really think we're going to turn this state and make it a Republican state. Yesterday marked the beginning of the Hispanic Heritage Month. Who's Hispanic here? Latinos for Trump. Thank you.
Oh, folks, that's a classic. Donald Trump turned around and he said, who's Hispanic here? And there's a whole row of handsome-looking people smiling ear to ear, and they have on their shirts Latinos for Trump. And he saw them for the first time and gave them a thumbs up, and that you could see that, oh, they were happy.
Hispanic American poverty reached a brand new all-time low in history.
That's good stuff.
And after years of stagnation that you know very well, wages for Hispanic Americans are rising really fast, up nearly 8% since my election. Those are unheard of numbers. And median income, think of that, median income for Hispanic Americans surpassed $50,000 for the first time ever. That's your median. That's not bad. That means you're wealthy and you're getting wealthier fast. And I just want to tell you, it's an honor. But you know, when I'm on the debate stage debating one of these far left radical Democrats, whoever it may be,
oh,
and they start telling you what they're going to do for you And you said, but we have the best numbers, every category that we've ever had. Hispanic Americans, excuse me, New Mexico as a whole. We have the best numbers. African Americans, the best numbers that we've ever had in the history of our country. Asian Americans, the best numbers that we've ever had in history. Women, the best numbers that we've had in 71 years.
Who can say such a thing? Who can brag that way? Nobody's ever been able to do it.
For our nation's Hispanic American citizens, including millions and millions of extraordinary Mexican Americans who enrich our society, strengthen our country, serve in our military, and contribute immensely to our shared American family. And I want to just tell you that Mexico is doing a great job for us on the border, and I want to thank the president of Mexico.
Build that wall. Build that wall. And the president, a big grin from the president. The place is going wild. And he said earlier, he mentioned many thousands of people outside who couldn't get in.
Wall, and it's going up, and it's going up.
The Latinos for Trump are waving their signs. They love it.
And if you think that's easy with the Democrats who control the House, we have to take it back. But if you think it's easy, but we're building a lot of wall, we'll have almost 500 miles of wall built by the end of next year, and it's making a big difference.
That's a lot of wall.
500 miles.
That's a long way.
But you know, we won a big case 2 months ago in the Supreme Court that allowed us to do what we're doing. This has been, I'll tell you what, ready? Another president would have given up a long time ago. We don't give up. So we're building the wall. The Army Corps of Engineers, we're doing a beautiful job. It's a great structure. It's a great structure. You're going to have to really want to get over that wall to do it. But you know, it was very interesting because not too long ago, I saw where the Hispanic American, the Hispanics were up with me in a poll, 17%. And everyone said, how is that? How is that? How is that? 17%. Up by 70%. I won't even tell you what the final number was because they won't believe it. But you're going to see what the final number. But you know why? Because the Hispanic Americans, they understand they don't want criminals coming across the border. They don't want people taking their jobs. They want to have that security. And they want the wall. They want the wall.
It's beautiful, folks. Right behind him is a whole row of Latinos for Trump. And they're nodding their heads as hard as they can in agreement with every word the president's saying.
And in the audience, who is, I think, the best-dressed man in this entire place, including me, right here. Look at him. Come here. Look at him. Look at this guy. And he's been to a couple of rallies, too, haven't you, huh? We have some people, a group of people the other day. You know, we had a victory in North Carolina that was unbelievable. Two of them. One of them, it was going to be very, very close. Here's another one of my friends. Thank you. I like that beautiful red tie you're wearing. But we had a victory, two victories, North Carolina, where one was 17 points down 3 weeks ago. We got involved. We started sending out lots of different social media messages. We did a couple of little robocalls. But the big thing, we did a speech the night before. The turnout was beyond belief. And instead of being down by 17 points, he easily won the election, 4,000 or 5,000 votes. Dan, thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan Bishop. And Greg Murphy was up a couple of points, and he ended up winning. I don't know. I'd ask the media, but they won't give me. How many? What did he get? You know, like 20, 21? He won by a lot. He won by a lot. I'd ask them, but we're not going to get a straight answer.
They were not happy. They were not happy.
I'll tell you, Tuesday night, the fake news was not happy.
Folks, this is so brilliant. This is getting so good. Donald Trump, he has a relationship with us now. We all understand the fake news. This is something, folks, that has gotten down to the level of the man in the street and the woman in the street. We are with our president now. And everybody in this crowd, you can see it. Every single person knows when he gestures to the fake news media. They all boo with one voice. This is a level of agreement we've never had in my patriot life. I've never seen anything like this. This is unbelievable. And he keeps getting better. And he's right. He says, it's been 3 years. And he says, you look better to me today than you did 3 years ago. And you know why? We're all happier.
So much. And the other one, a race that he was way, way, way back. In fact, I shouldn't tell you this, but my geniuses, my people, some of those people standing right there. Some of them right there. They said, sir, don't get involved in that race, sir. You can't come back from 17 points, sir. It's too much. I said, but you know, I really like the guy. I think he's great. Let's give it a shot. They say, sir, if you lose, they will never, ever, it'll be much worse. I said, let me tell you, I know them very well. Whether I help him or don't help him, it's going to be the same. It's going to be a disaster. So let's help him. And we campaigned and we worked hard, right?
This is classic Donald Trump. He's gesturing over to his advisors who have, you know, what would you call it? You know, standard political understanding. And they were saying, stay away from the Dan Bishop race. He was down 17 points in North Carolina, the 9th Congressional District. He was down 17 points. Folks, you don't win if you're down by 17 points, unless you're Donald Trump. He went in there and he won by more than 3. That's Donald Trump, the fighter.
Agreed. And that's what we have. That's what we have. Race, religion, color, and creed. But the radical left Democrats want to demolish everything that we've gained. They want to raise your taxes. They want to bury you in regulation. They want to take away your health insurance, 180 million Americans. They want to erase American history, crush religious liberty, indoctrinate our students with left wing ideology.
There's homeschooling right there. Right there.
And left-wing Democrats want to confiscate your guns and eliminate your God-given right to self-defense. You know that. As your president, I will never allow them to take away your liberty, your dignity, your Social Security.
Everybody's cheering.
I will never, ever allow them to take away your sacred right to keep and bear arms.
Ah, wow. Every person is roaring. Nobody is not cheering.
The left tries to threaten, bully, intimidate Americans into submission. They use Democrat prosecutors and phony congressional committees whenever they can. They'll do whatever they can to demean you, to libel you. They try to blacklist, coerce, cancel, or destroy anyone who gets in their way. Look at what they're doing today to Justice Kavanaugh. Look at what they're doing.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Did you see the New York Times? Did you see what they're doing? Did you see what Democrats? They're calling for his resignation. They're calling for his impeachment. And the woman involved said she didn't know anything. She doesn't, but they still. So the New York Times had to put out a major apology, and they had to change their story. The woman said, I don't remember that. Tabling. And they still want him to be impeached.
True.
And I just put out a statement, and he's a great man, by the way, great talent, a great, brilliant man, Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, this is so good.
And I just put out a statement on social media that said, I don't think they'll do it, but they should, for the good of the nation.
Listen.
I call for the resignation of everybody at the New York Times involved in the Kavanaugh Spear story.
Beautiful.
And while you're at it, the Russian witch hunt hoax, which is just as phony a story.
Means they all have to resign.
They've taken the old gray lady. You know the New York Times for years. The old gray lady, so prestigious. They've taken the old great lady and broken her down, destroyed her virtue, and ruined her reputation. She can never recover and will never return to greatness under current management. The Times is dead. Long live the New York Times. Long live the New York Times. And I do want it to live, but they have to be, they have to change their ways. Think of it. They wrote a story about somebody that said, she doesn't remember this. Can you even believe it? And yet, all of these radical left crazies on Judiciary Committee and all of these committees that are set up to hurt the country, with all that we have going, with Saudi Arabia, with Iran, with China, trade deal, with Russia, with North Korea, with all that we have going, look at the cards that we've been dealt. Lucky won the election in 2016, believe me.
Beautiful point. Beautiful, beautiful point.
With all that we have going, they say, let's impeach Justice Kavanaugh, one of the smartest, most brilliant students, top at Yale, incredible life, incredible family. Let's impeach him. It's a made-up story.
And I'll just mute it right there because we're going to run out of time. But boy, folks, Donald Trump really gave you the flavor there. You got a good chunk of his rally at Rio Rancho, New Mexico. This is one for the ages. They're all like this, but they just get better and better. Tonight, another champ. Really fun to bring that to you. I'm glad we got to hear it together. Thank you to RBN. They blew through a lot of ads there, folks. Make it up. Make it up to your network with your support. See you tomorrow night, folks.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Streetlight Fever. Don't stop believing. Oh, oh, oh. Streetlight
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.